This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities Wednesday began wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Speaking in Pennsylvania, the president urged people to protect themselves and others.
The pandemic we have now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So please, 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 if you're not vaccinated, protect yourself and the children out there. It's important.
Also Wednesday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that all state employees, tens of thousands of people, must be vaccinated by September 6th. New cases in the United States, largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant, have risen fourfold over the last month. As governments and businesses change course on mask-wearing policies, members of Congress are being told they, too, need to wear a mask inside the Capitol again, and that's got passions running high, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Masks up front here? Here on the people's house?
Congressman Chip Roy was among the conservative Republicans to revolt against the new mask requirements, which came from the attending physician of Congress.
It's an embarrassment. It's a mockery. And the American people are fed up. They want to go back to life. They want to go back to business. They want to go back to school without their children being forced to wear masks.
They are endangering us all.
The mandate also prompted at least one angry confrontation when Congresswoman Maxine Waters spotted Republican Burgess Owens in the hallway unmasked.
Look at me. You need to put on a mask. You're going to infect other people.
The Utah Republican declined to discuss the matter.
I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Ben Thomas, Washington.